You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. But before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. First timer on Ron Siegel Radio, Patty Gregory is with us, Heaven Realty Group. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. I'm so happy to be here.
Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's a number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are operators standing by.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today. We celebrate every day on Ron Siegel Radio. Some are a little bit more interesting than others. National Crush a Can Day.
It is what it is.
Okay. National Day of Forgiveness. Okay. My wife likes this one, National Scarf Day. And I wasn't going to go there, Josh, but I have to. I mean, it's there. It's set up. Today is World Dense Breast Day. And I don't think they're talking about chickens either. So, you know, and it is a serious topic. So I know October is usually the Komen Foundation and all those events, but you know, make sure that you're watching out on National Dense Breast Day. It is one of the serious topics. I guess we get into a lot of serious topics, but that one's very serious. National Corned Beef Hash Day. Now, I will tell you, I am an expert in corned beef hash. I will go to the ends of the world to get corned beef hash. Yes. I go to Palm Desert and I get corned beef hash at Sherman's Deli. I go to Villa Park and I get corned beef hash at Rockwell's. I've gone to Napa and had corned beef hash at Bricks. I've gone to Paso, I think those are wine play areas, but Paso Robles, and I get corned beef hash at Joe's. So I know corned beef hash. It's, and I'll celebrate that every day. And having beaten anorexia, today is also National Chocolate Milk Day. I'll go anywhere with chocolate as well. So I guess I got a problem here. Let's take a look and see what the markets are doing today. Dow Jones Industrial Average is down another 178 points. S&P 500 is down 16. NASDAQ is down 42. Why? Oil's up $3.03 per barrel. Ow! Yeah, $3.03 a barrel. Isn't that special? Because that tells us where gasoline prices are going. Going to be a great holiday for those that have gas-powered cars. But then again, we're in California, and we like high gas prices because we like taxes and we like fees. The national average of a gallon of gasoline, $3.83. The average within the state of confusion, $5.89. Now, by contrast, we can go and see Josh, and it's 512 in Nevada. And our tremendous underwriter, Lori, look at this one. She's paying $3.35 a gallon of gasoline, $3.35 a gallon. Now, you got to go to Louisiana to get it. But why do I bring that up? Especially when we're going to have a debate here in California tonight. If you're planning on watching it, I will not be. I could probably watch almost anything other than watching a debate of people who have absolutely no chance of going anywhere. But they're going to do the debate anyway. So interesting that that's what's going to be going on. And who are they sending to represent the Democrats to the Republican national debate? Gavin Newsom.
Such an idiot.
Yeah.
Such an idiot.
So he'll probably tell us that it's the oil companies that are gouging us. But wouldn't those be the same oil companies that are gouging the people of Louisiana when they're paying $3.35 a gallon, $2.50 cheaper than California? Think about that part of it. We also are looking and we can see that oil prices, that's what's being paid on the world market, up $3 a barrel. And this time we don't have Uncle Joe. Well, Uncle Joe's probably asleep. He's it's past his bedtime. But he's not going to be able to send any more oil out of the petroleum reserves, the strategic petroleum reserves, because he already depleted those. And he was asleep when the oil was under $70 a barrel a few months ago and could have replenished at that time. Just gives you an idea of this, the relationship, no matter what you hear on the media. And I watch CNBC, Fox, NBC, CBS, KTLA, KCAL, watch all the news because you got to get them all. I even read Bloomberg. So you get a wide variety of opinions. And this last week, I heard all this grandiose items about the great relationship between Saudi Arabia and the United States. Does anybody believe that? I mean, when you see what's going on with oil prices, and the United States is already pumping more oil than we've ever pumped, president goes and tries to stop a law that was passed. I guess he's not above the law because the judge overruled him. But tried to stop a law to allow them to drill in the Gulf of Mexico. These are issues. Now. And then yesterday, I loved watching this yesterday. This is when you know that it's all TV optics that go on. So the president goes out to talk to the United Auto Workers. The same United Auto Workers that he's trying to kill all their jobs with electric vehicles. Think about that one. It just makes my blood boil when I listen to all of these things. So we're going to talk about some things that are helpful to you today. So we're going to get into a lot of different topics this morning. We're going to do things a little bit different because we're going to chat with our friend Patty Gregory this morning. She called me last week or the week before, something like that, and had some questions about a reverse mortgage. And Patty and I come at a reverse mortgage from a different standpoint than most people. Now, yes, you know that I lead a lending team, and I'm a big fan of the reverse mortgage. Why? Because I helped my parents get into one about 15 years ago. I understand it. I believe in it. I lived with them while they had it. And one thing that most people who lead lending teams or do reverse mortgages don't know about, I was the co-successor trustee when we liquidated their reverse mortgage. I understand the program. I love it. We're going to talk about that with Patty. We're going to talk about how do you go from a 3.25% mortgage or a 3.5% mortgage to a 7.5% mortgage and grow your net worth exponentially. We'll talk about it. How about buying and using the equity in your existing home to buy a new home before you sell your existing home? We're going to talk about that as well and why today's housing inventory shows a crash is not on the horizon. We got a lot to cover. We're going to get to it. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsingerradio.com, facebook.com/ronsingerradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Ron Siegel Radio. Your home and mortgage connection.
Homeowners over the age of 62 are taking back financial control after retirement with reverse mortgages, and the Siegel Lending Team is here to help you use it to your advantage. Call Ron Siegel with Geneva Financial to receive your free information booklet with no obligation. The booklet answers all your questions, and the best part is, you still own your home. Call Ron Siegel at 1-800-306-1990 or visit ronsiegelradio.com.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender. Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. RSRNoDebt.com.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments? Paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at RonSiegelRadio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You just need to make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And every day at this time, OBMMI, they provide the most comprehensive, accurate, timely, and interactive analysis of pricing ever conducted in the mortgage industry, calculated from actual locked rates. We don't know APR. We don't know points paid, points received. OBMMI only gives us locked rates with consumers across 42% of all mortgage transactions nationwide. 30-year conforming loan, 7.383 was yesterday's lock. 30-year jumbo loan, 7.676 yesterday's lock. 30-year FHA loan, 7.202. 30-year USDA loans, that's no down payment, generally no down payment in the rural areas, 7.233. And the best loan on the market for those that earned it. You don't get to just apply for this one. You have to earn it. 30-year VA loan, 7.024. And if you want our opinions on what's going on in the market, a little synopsis every morning, as early as possible when the data comes out, rsrmarketminute.com. You can register there, rsrmarketminute.com. We email that out each morning as early as we can get the report done for you. What's going on right now, though, is what we want to chat about. Well, when we look at the mortgage market, we're looking at the S&P 500 down 17.68. 10-year Treasury is up 4 basis points, 4.59. Mortgage-backed securities are down 13 basis points. That means interest rates are up once again. Why? Well, it all has to do with the Federal Reserve, and you get character. Wait, I forgot about it. My intro music for the Federal Reserve.
Such an idiot.
Yes, they Such are a bunch of idiots. Such an idiot. They don't realize Such what's going on. Such That's enough. That's enough. Neel Kashkari. You know, I thought I had a lot of respect for this guy when he ran for governor in California, but now I watch what he's doing as the Fed, I don't know if he's president from Minneapolis, wants to raise rates and keep the Fed funds rate there until this time next year. He said the housing market is red hot. I wonder where. Because, yes, the values are going up. We know that. But wouldn't red hot lend one to believe that there's lots and lots of houses selling? Volumes are extremely low. Maybe Mr. Kashkari hasn't seen that part. Home prices don't make their way into the inflation reports either. Additionally, he wants people to make more wages. Definition of inflation, too much money chasing too few goods. So if we have higher wages, doesn't that mean more money, which would be inflationary, Mr. Kashkari? I don't want to throw this out there, but I will. This is the same guy that 2 years ago was shouting from the rooftops that we needed to keep rates at zero and we needed more inflation. And this is the guy we want to listen to? Durable goods orders in August were up 0.2%, which was stronger than expected. Core durable goods, which strips out defense and aircraft orders, were up 0.9%, much stronger than expected. 0.5% negative revision to the previous report, which has tempered things a bit. Helping orders were electrical equipment and orders for vehicle parts ahead of the auto strike. Core shipments, which is factored into GDP, rose 0.7%, which was much better than the estimate of no change and may result in some upward tweaks to the Q3 GDP. It's amazing what's going on. And I'm going to share this with you as part of the Mortgage Minute. I've been sharing this with a lot of real estate professionals that I work with. Don't ask for what the rate is all the time on loans. Understand that strategy beats rate always. Strategy beats rate always. I sent out a message yesterday to real estate professionals discussing how right now, not yesterday, not next year, not in some dream or some wish, that we can be looking at a 6.5 interest rate. And I think it was 6.594 was the APR. I've got to give that, otherwise my compliance people get mad at me. So 6.5, and I think it was a $660,000 loan. It's understanding how the strategy, 6.546 was the APR. Got to get that in there. Understanding how strategy beats rate always. 6.546, not a temporary, not an adjustable, 30 years fixed rate. You may not qualify for it. And this was based on numbers that I put together over the weekend, so they do change all the time. 6.546 APR, 30 years fixed. What do you think that'll do for your payments? What do you think that'll do for your purchasing power? That's the Mortgage Minute brought to you by our friends at Geneva Financial. When you're ready for that next home loan, Geneva's got the programs and the products. You've got the phone. Make the call, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. So, yes, I do want to chat this morning. We're chatting with Patty Gregory, Heaven Realty Group. Good morning, Patty.
Good morning.
So I'm going to, you know, I don't usually do this, Patty. So I'm going to, we're going to go rogue on Ron Siegel Radio. I'm going to let you set this up because this is how we got to talking about this and doing this on radio. So I'm going to let you set this up and then we'll run from there.
All right. I love it. So I'm on like 5 masterminds a week because this market is just pivoting all the time. So, you know, staying on top of everything. And I love your daily email about the market. Love that. It's 3 sentences. I did a video about it yesterday. So somebody was on a mastermind saying that they ran into someone working NODs. And she's like, they're on reverse
mortgage. What's an NOD?
Sorry.
I'm notice, a simple of guy. Got notice of default. Okay.
So notice of defaults on reverse mortgages. And like you, you helped me get my mom and stepdad into a reverse mortgage. And they love it. I'm like, enjoy your money, live for free. So that didn't make any sense to me because reverse mortgages, they tend to have a ton of equity. So why would there be a notice of default? So you were my first call.
Okay. So the easy answer is that every reverse mortgage is a loan, nothing more than a loan, on a property for a senior, and it's a primary residence loan. So there's no payments on it, even though the interest accumulates for the loan over time. So the balance, or if there's no payments required, they're optional. So when those payments, when a person passes, then automatically the loan becomes due and payable. But, and for some reason, I don't know this, Patty, for some reason, the reverse mortgage lenders and servicers find out when someone's passed away quicker than anybody.
That creeps me out.
It is. Isn't that weird? I mean, yeah. When my mom passed away, this was in 2018. I know I got a condolence note from the reverse mortgage company before I had copies of the certified death certificates.
That's crazy.
So it's quick. But the loan is technically due and payable. So being that the senior's no longer living there, obviously, they've got a new resting place. It's in default. Doesn't mean that the servicer's coming after the estate.
Right. But for the heirs, now they're looking at this letter from the bank and it's got to be so unsettling because they're grieving. And so then I'm thinking, I've got to let people know about this. So they're prepared and they know what to do and how to get through the process.
So when that initial, so when the first letter comes out, the condolence letter, they really, it's just a letter from the servicer. And in the case of my mom, it was just a letter from the servicer extending condolences. They didn't even mention the loan other than the fact that it came from XYZ mortgage company. They didn't even mention it. I knew who it was from, but they didn't really mention the fact that they want their money. They really don't.
They waited till the second letter.
Yeah. So about a month later, we got a second letter and it was nothing more than stating, you know, your mom had a reverse mortgage, and a reverse mortgage is an owner-occupied loan. It's for the life of the senior, the last senior that's on the loan. And how do you want to handle the lien? It was not threatening at all. It was not aggressive at all. It was, you know, how do you want to handle this? Give us a call and we'll explain your options. And the options are, we had the choice, and they know because if the property goes through probate, it's going to take an extended period of time. Hopefully, everybody that listens to Ron Siegel Radio, everybody that follows Patty Gregory,
in a trust,
has their properties in a trust, right? Don't go through probate. And unfortunately, I'm dealing with two of them right now because people don't listen. They're not going to die. I'm here to tell you right now. I like to be straight with people. You will die. Hopefully, no time soon.
Right.
But you will.
Right? I had one go through probate a year ago, January, and it took months.
Right. So the lien, the servicers know this. So what are your options? The family can sell the property, the estate. I don't know. It's not always the family, but the estate. Oh, Josh. Okay. So if you want to know your options, you're going to have to listen to the next segment. Josh just told me we have to go to break. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, why today's housing inventory shows a crash is not on the horizon. All that and more. Reach me anytime off air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Ron Siegel Radio. Your home and mortgage connection.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference and the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a renter and tired of making monthly payments, paying off someone else's mortgage? Hey, it's Ron Siegel here to help you stop renting and start owning your dream home with amazing low interest rates. And you could potentially qualify for a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket. So stop renting. Start owning with Ron Siegel. Learn more at ronsiegelradio.com and start owning today. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less? All without having to spend more each month than you spend right now. Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. rsrnodebt.com.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by rsrmoney.com, rsrmoney.com. Great app. Monitor your credit score. Monitor your bank accounts, asset accounts, the value of your property. Yeah, it's going to give you four different valuations if it's available. Four valuations, three good ones plus Zillow. What do you think I think of Zillow? Okay, and it'll also tell you 97% of the properties available for sale across the United States. RSRmoney.com. Why today's housing inventory shows a crash is not on the horizon. You might remember the housing crash in 2008. Even if you didn't own a home at the time, if you're worried there's going to be a repeat of what happened back then, there's good news. The housing market now is different from 2008. One important reason is there are not enough homes for sale. That means there's an undersupply, not even oversupply like the last time. For the market to crash, there would have to be too many houses for sale, but the data doesn't show that happening. Housing supply comes from three main sources: homeowners deciding to sell their houses, newly built homes, distressed properties, foreclosures, or short sales. Let's take a look at today's housing inventory to understand why this is not like 2008. Homeowners deciding to sell their houses, although housing supply did grow compared to last year, it's still low. The current month's supply is below the norm. If you're watching us on RonSiegelRadio.tv, any of the socials, or ABC News and Talk AM 1490 video feed, you're seeing a graph. We like to put graphs on the screen. If you look at the latest data, green, compared to 2008, red, there's only about a third of that date available. So what does this mean? There just aren't enough homes available to make home values drop. To have a repeat of 2008, there'd need to be a lot more people selling their houses with very few buyers, and that's not happening right now. Newly built homes. People are also talking a lot about what's going on with newly built houses these days. And that might make you wonder if home builders are overdoing it. Another graph shows the number of houses built over the last 52 years. If you look, 14 straight years below the 52-year average. 14 years of underbuilding is a big part of the reason why inventory is so low today. Basically, builders haven't been building enough homes for years now, and that's created a significant deficit in supply. While the final blue bar on the graph shows that that's ramping up and is on pace to hit the long-term average, it won't suddenly create an oversupply. That's because there's too much of a gap to make up. Plus, builders are being intentional about not overbuilding homes like they did during the bubble. Distressed properties, foreclosures, and short sales. The last place inventory can come from is distressed properties, including short sales and foreclosures. Back during the housing crisis, there was a flood of foreclosures due to lending standards that allowed many people to get a home that couldn't afford it. If you could fog a mirror, you were approved. Today, lending standards are much tighter, resulting in more qualified buyers and far fewer foreclosures. Another graph from the Federal Reserve to show how things have changed since the housing crash. The number of foreclosure filings is near all-time lows. The graph illustrates as lending standards got tighter and buyers were more qualified, the number of foreclosures started to go down. And in 2020, 2021, the combination of a moratorium on foreclosures and the forbearance program helped prevent a repeat of the wave of foreclosures we saw back in 2008. The forbearance program was a game changer, giving homeowners options for things like loan deferrals and modifications they didn't have before. And data on the success of that program shows 4 out of every 5 homeowners coming out of forbearance are either paid in full or have worked out a repayment plan to avoid foreclosure. These are a few of the biggest reasons there won't be a wave of foreclosures coming to the market. What does this mean for you? Hey, back on foreclosures, just remember, when you hear the media say foreclosures are up 50%, if you go from 2 to 3, that's up 50%, but doesn't mean you've got a lot. Inventory levels aren't anywhere near where they'd need to be for prices to drop significantly and the housing market to crash. According to Bankrate, that isn't going to change anytime soon, especially considering buyer demand is still strong. The ongoing lack of inventory explains why many buyers still have little choice but to bid up prices. And it also indicates that the supply and demand equation simply won't allow a price crash in the near future. Bottom line, the market doesn't have enough available homes for a repeat of 2008 housing crisis, and there's nothing that suggests this will change anytime soon. That's why housing inventory tells us no crash on the horizon. Real-time real estate segment brought to you by RSRMoney.com. Continuing our conversation, Patty Gregory, Heaven Realty Group, is with us. Just chatting, a couple of kids, I'm the old one, thinking about our parents having reverse mortgages. And I'm just going to throw it out there, Patty. Do you like the reverse mortgage?
I love it. And okay. I think the only person that's not going to like it is a kid that is being greedy.
That's funny because I say the same thing. And even that, it's because they don't understand
right.
that if the parent had a mortgage payment, that would be diminishing other assets. So now if they've got an interest, you know, the other assets are still growing.
Right. And so, they used to have a horrible reputation back in the day.
They did. And you know, something pre-1985 in a President Reagan, I don't know whether it was an executive order or law, it was a horrible product.
Yes. So, and they were notoriously slow when you were trying to sell. I sold one maybe 10 years ago, family home of a friend of mine, and it took forever to get the bank on board with the closing because they were making so many fees.
Right.
Every month. Yeah.
And now, you know, so before the break, I was explaining the options that an estate has, and the property goes right into the trust. Hopefully you have one. If not, it goes to probate. But whatever the estate wants to do, the estate or the trust says, that's what's going to be done with the property or who's going to have control. The estate has control of the property, not the bank. The bank never has control of the property. So there are three options that the estate has. Number one, sell the property. When you sell the property, it's just like any other sale. Sell the property for $1 million, hypothetically. The lien on the property is $500,000. $500,000, less expenses, goes into the estate. However the estate is set up for distribution, that's what happens. Trustee does whatever, or the successor trustee does what they need to do. Now, what if somebody in the family or the beneficiaries wants to buy the property or take over the property? It's not buy the property, it's take over the property. Well, they can go and refinance the lien off and put a new lien on or pay cash or whatever they want to, and they take over the property. It is not the bank's choice. It is not anybody's choice, but the successor trustee makes the call. So if they agree to a price or whatever they're going to do, then they can refi. Now, the beauty of it, because the ones we're talking about are FHA refi, FHA reverse mortgages or FHA home equity conversion mortgages. If the lien is greater than the value of the property, the mortgage insurance kicks in and the estate buys or takes over that property at 95% of the market value. So the estate gets a benefit. Now, if the property's upside down again, and it just doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, it's pretty unlikely.
Right, very rare.
Yeah.
So if in the event that the lien is greater than the value of the property, well, then the estate can walk away completely and just say, servicer, I have mortgage insurance, you get the property, we're out. Three options, real plain and simple. Now, how long do you have to do all this?
That's the big question, because there's so much going on when someone passes and the family's dealing with so much already.
Right. So you have 6 months. That's really, so the question becomes, is it a hard 6 months? No. Because if the servicer realizes that you're working towards resolution and communicating, they'll give you an automatic extension for another 6 months.
Good to know.
And it wouldn't surprise me if they continue that if it's a probate case. You know, it's going to continue.
Will they allow for the time to go through probate? Okay, right, because that's what they need to know.
Yeah, because, you know, they're not going to force somebody to, technically, who can sign off on transferring title if a property's in probate?
Right.
Right, it's got to be the court. So, you know, who's going to, and if there was a foreclosure or whatever, the court has control, so it's not going to happen. So the bottom line is it's a great product. And Patty, I think you and I talked about this when we were talking about your mom. My feeling with my mom was, in the golden years, it's all about cash flow, right?
Absolutely. They've worked their whole lives. They need to enjoy this.
Right. And if you're lucky enough, you spend your last, I wanted my mom to spend her last dime on her last breath. She didn't stay that long, but Linda Eisenman, great real estate professional here in North Orange County. I did one recently, Ron, and we got a 6-month extension. We were told we can get another extension if needed. Fortunately, we had a successful closing for all parties. Yeah, perfect. Exactly. So it's a great product, and I just love the product. I'm a big proponent of it, because in the golden years, you're not in your wealth accumulation phase anymore.
It's time to enjoy your money.
Exactly. Have a great time with it and really enjoy it. So that's the bottom line. And if you have questions, put questions in the comment box. Josh tells me we've got to go to break, so we're going to do that. Linda says it was one of my Brea clients who moved to the purchase of retirement home. Yeah, she passed away before she even got to occupy it, sadly. Ooh. In her case, the family was able to sell it and move forward. You know, and basically when they say that they got a 6-month extension, you know, it wasn't that the servicers were a bunch of hard noses, right? They understand that it's a tough time. And think about it. I mean, if a property, you know, you start out with that 40 to 50% loan to value. So you've got about 50 to 60% equity. In Orange County, we appreciated about 5.3%. So we have 5.3% appreciation on $1 million, and the loan is, say, $500,000. The interest rate is not going to ever catch up. So
right.
Now, I don't know about Linda's case here, because if it was a new purchase, that's the only time when I say the reverse mortgage is not worth considering for a senior, is if it's a short-term hold. Now, this one wasn't a intended short-term hold. But other than that, great product.
Absolutely.
So we're going to talk when we come back about transition loans, or bridge loans, some people call them. We're going to chat Hot with topic. Patty. Go ahead.
Hot topic.
Yeah, it is. So as usual, I think I probably went over, and Josh isn't going to let me talk about debt consolidation, but we'll do that later. You can reach me anytime off air, number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Ron Siegel Radio. Your home and mortgage connection.
Do you know a homeowner experiencing divorce? Do you know a real estate reference in the divorce decree could cost tens of thousands of dollars? A certified divorce mortgage planning and real estate report could save you thousands of dollars, and it's free from your local certified divorce lending professional. Reach out to Ron today. RonIsMyLender.com. Again, RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you like many of your neighbors trying to figure out how to pay off your debts so you could retire someday? Build bigger savings. Invest in opportunities. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Debt will destroy 50% of Americans from being able to retire earlier and with more. What if you could have a guaranteed program that could show you how to eliminate all of your debt in 10 years or less, all without having to spend more each month than you spend right now? Yes, that's correct. All without spending more from your checkbook each month than you are today. Get your free analysis today to see if you qualify. Visit rsrnodebt.com. Log on today for your free analysis, rsrnodebt.com. No purchase necessary. The free analysis takes only 2 minutes. rsrnodebt.com. Ron Siegel Radio is your home and mortgage connection. Go to rsrnodebt.com. RSRNoDebt.com.
Are you tired of paying rent? Are you tired of paying someone else's mortgage? Do you know qualified folks can potentially purchase a $500,000 home for less than $5,000 out of pocket? Ron Siegel can help qualified people purchase their own home at amazing interest rates. If you're tired of paying someone else's mortgage, reach out to Ron today at RonIsMyLender.com. That's RonIsMyLender.com. Licensed under NMLS 217037, Equal Housing Lender.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Borrow Smart segment today being brought to you by rsrstudentloanhelp.com, rsrstudentloanhelp.com. We're going to fly through this one today because I wanted to give it to you because it is so important in today's marketplace. So we're going to fly through this, and I'm going to give you some real high level parts of it. So 4 years ago, family buys a property. They refinanced it 2 years ago. Current mortgage rate was 3.25%. So we had a $754,000 property value with a balance on that of $385,000 on that property. Equity is $369,000. 3.25% interest rate. But they've got $104,000 in debts. So what are we going to do? We're going to take and restructure that loan. We're going to put a new loan out at $450,000. We're going to pay off all those debts. We've got about $3,000 in closing costs. We've got a 7.25% interest rate now, 7.337 for those of you keeping score. So we're going to include all that those debts into the process. I didn't even include all of them, so I should have. I left something out of here. But in any event, the way we did this, family saves $666 a month when we take and we look at it. So the principal and interest on the existing loan was $1,741. Taxes are $725, taxes and insurance. And we got $2,000 in revolving debt that we didn't get rid of. $3,075 was the proposed new mortgage amount. $725 stays the same in taxes. $3,800 is the new principal and interest payment. Paid off all that debt. So the monthly savings is $666 savings every month. Now, what does that do? It takes our loan term from the existing loan at 28 years, 1 month, to a new term of, 18 years, 1 month, because we're paying that $666 toward the principal of the new loan. 18 years, paying it off. 10 years faster, saved 120 payments. What do you do with that money? Well, what if you just put it right back into the existing loan? At the end of that same 28 years, instead of having a mortgage that's paid off, you've got a savings account or an investment account with $504,920. Yes, you've got $500,000 in savings, because you went from a 3.25% mortgage to a 7.25% mortgage, 7.337 APR, and saved money. Strategy beats rate always. Strategy beats rate always. That's the Borrow Smart segment brought to you by RSR, studentloanhelp.com, rsrstudentloanhelp.com. Continue our conversation. Patty Gregory, Heaven Realty Group, is with us. And you know, this is unusual. It's Ron Siegel Radio, and I'm answering the questions. So talk to me about this one, Patty. I know this is from another one of your masterminds that you're hearing about this. So
well,
let's talk about this one.
People buy homes without a contingency to sell their home, because we do it every day, but it can be very daunting for somebody and stressful for them to think, oh my gosh, I've got to get this in escrow, and I've got to get a buyer that's going to stay the term until I find my new house. So there's a lot of moving pieces. And the max I did was four people. That was actually for my mom. She was number four. And there's a lot of moving pieces. So having a bridge loan in place takes all the stress off.
Yeah. So a bridge loan or a transition loan, or for those that have been around a long time, we also call them a cross collateralization loan. And we're in the middle of one of these right now, and it's a tremendous product. So here's how it worked on the one that we're in the middle of. Not going to give any names to say it, protect the innocent. So got a property in Southern California valued at about $1.3 million. I'm just going to call it $300,000 on it, just for round numbers. And they want to buy a property in Idaho, out of state property. And that property is about $800,000. So that property is going to sell quickly in that area. And even though we know the property in Southern California is going to sell quickly, this client says, you know something, I want to make an offer on this one and get it done quick, get it locked up. I don't want to wait for my property to sell. Transition loan, bridge loan, cross collateralization loan, all done by the, all the same name. Same thing I've shared many, many times. Strategy beats rate always. Strategy beats rate always. So how do we solve the problem? We did a new, we paid off, we looked at all these numbers and we say, okay, we've got $1.3 million on the departing property. We've got $800,000 as a value of the acquisition property. That's $2.1 million value in the real estate. We take it, we looked at that and we said 70% of that is what we could loan, 70% of $2.1 million. Now, I don't have a calculator open, so I'm just going to say that it's somewhere around 600,000 is the, I'm sorry, 1.4 million is what we could, is what we could do a new loan for. 1.4 million. What do we do? So we paid off the $300,000 on the departing property. Now we've got $1.1 million available. So we paid cash in essence for the new property, 800,000. So the new property has no loan on it. There is a lien because the lien goes on both properties. But now, because of being able to look at all these values, our portfolio division did not even do an appraisal.
Interesting.
So we were able to close this. We were ready to close 3 days before the agents and the parties were ready to close.
And we're, it takes the clients what would have been maybe the worst offer on the new property to the best offer on the new property.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, so so there's a, again, when we talk about strategy, part of the strategy has to be getting the family the property they want, right? So, Patty, you're talking about this one. If we've gone in there and we've done the due diligence on the background, what does the due diligence mean? Well, we've looked at how are we going to get our money back, right? Because typically these are six-month loans.
Right.
So we want to know that the property – now, could it be extended? Yes. So it can be. There's going to be some hoops that have to be jumped through to get that. And in the instance of the one that we're talking about now, not only is it being, is it going to work out splendid for this family, they're not making any payments for the first 3 months.
Right.
On none of the property. So, they're saving the payment that they had, which is about $4,000 a month on that property, because even though it was a small loan amount, it didn't start out small. So their payment was $4,000 a month. The only thing that they've got a responsibility for is making sure they can keep up with their taxes and their insurance. So
I love this.
Yeah,
it solves a lot of problems.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing, is that's our whole focus. Now, when we go and do the takeout, well, we're going to take out the new loan. We're going to restructure that one once we sell the departing property. And now we're going to put a boatload of cash in this person's pocket. We're going to do it with our friend Todd Halterman, and we're looking at it because we don't want to have to pay capital gains taxes. So part of that, again, strategy is saying, how do we do this? Minimizing capital gains. It's not a 1031 exchange, but it is a 100-year-old law that's on the books, or guidelines within the IRS code that's been used for farmers for nearly a century now. So it's been tried, tested, true. So we're looking at all these different pieces of the puzzle. So save the taxes, get the property you want. Anything else we need to worry about there, Patty?
I think it's got everything covered.
Right? I mean, that's how much more could you want? And you got right. The property you wanted. And if this person needed to go higher, they know that they've got the liquidity to go above asking price if they needed to.
Right.
Right. And so one of the things that we put out yesterday was, even if you go above asking price, how long is it going to take for me to get my, to be in a positive situation? So we did this yesterday when we came out with that product that I was mentioning earlier on a 6.546 APR, 30 years fixed. And we actually did that based on going above asking price. And when we looked at that product, or we could do it with anyone, and said, okay, based on history of the area and the historical appreciation and forecasted appreciation, what's our break even? 7 months.
Nice.
7 months. So you're willing to get the property you want by paying above the asking price today and have a 7-month payoff?
That's
solving
a win.
Problems.
Yes.
So if you want to know more about these situations, give me a call, 800-306-1990. No, I will not help you with the real estate, but I'll put you in touch with Patty Gregory because she can. Give me a call again, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Strategy beats rate always. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Josh and Sean for engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.